Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and well, we're in the new year, and we've had a couple weeks off. We kind of celebrated Christmas, and we also were able to bring in the new year. And I'm excited the fact that we're here in 2017. Now, I know that the weather's gotten cold across the country, but one of the things you got to look at that cold weather and think, well, new year, fresh start, new air. Just a new way to go, right? What, sometimes we need a little shove, a little nudge, a little push to get us going in the right direction. I mean, after all, we spent a lot of money at Christmas. We always do. No matter what we say we're going to do or not going to do, we brought in the new year. We made all kind of promises, some more than others. And a lot of us made promises knowing that we weren't going to keep them. So for me, my question is to everyone, you know, and it seems to be the question on social media as well, is what is the one word that's going to bring you to a better place in 2017? Well, I know last year I still have a 3x5 card posted on my monitor, and I haven't taken it down because I haven't conquered it yet. Maybe I picked too hard of a word, but I picked obedience. I wanted to be obedient to the Lord. I want to be obedient to my family. I want to be obedient to my community. I want to be obedient to myself. I want to create the discipline I need to be who God wants me to be, or who He has laid out the opportunity for me to be. So for me, it's just not that simple. Obedience is a tough word. It's just a struggle. I think that sometimes I think back and say, well, you know, they tell me be careful what you wish for, because it's hard. And it only seems hard because we point out something new that we want to try to do, not because being obedient is hard. Of course, there's a lot of distractions. You know, we live in a world of distraction. But the fact of the matter is, it's complicated because we allow it to be. Now, I'm not saying I have the way out of that, because as I mentioned, last year's word was obedience. This year's word is obedience. I don't know if you're allowed to do a do-over. I just know that this is something I need to do for a long, long time, until I'm not here anymore. Be obedient. So as I try every day, I try to read first thing in the morning. I try to focus on what I'm reading. That doesn't always work. For those of you out there that are regimented in reading your Bible every morning, does it seem every morning you're plugged in, or are you like myself? Some days you're plugged in, some days you're not. Some days it takes you to the end of the day or the next day to even get what it was that you read. All this is kind of complicated, which creates a excuse for not being obedient, because you're not getting fed what you think you should be getting fed. You know, I read something on social media where, you know, there was three answers that God gives you: not now, not ready yet, and just wait. And, you know, that sounds great on social media, but living it in the time where you're down in the pit and it's dark and you're cold and you're lonely and you're tired and you need help and you're just so desperate. Of course, we do get through those times. We're able to look back on them and say, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to receive that piece of time so that I can understand more value that you bring to me and that I am able to serve to others. So it's a new year. We have a lot of new promises. There's a lot of new things we're going to do. And I am not saying not to go out and conquer all your new to-dos in January of 2017. What I'm saying to you is pick out something important and focus on one thing. I always like to use the analogy that if you're a volunteer every day at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and you pick three organizations to volunteer at, of course, by the end of the week, you're not going to remember where you're at, what you're supposed to be doing, and who you're supposed to be doing it for. But if you can pick one place to volunteer, one place to focus your energy, one thing to improve, you're going to have much better chance of improving that situation. So maybe you take three things and take them one at a time. And until you improve one, don't worry about the second one. Don't overload yourself. Don't put yourself in a selection of failure. Don't allow yourself to be in a place where you know you cannot succeed. These are just things that have been going through my mind, and these are things that I wrestle with. So I hope it might help you or push a button that allows you to understand what direction you're going in and why you're there, why you're where you're at right now. And that there is hope to get into where you want to go once you realize what it is that God has in store for you. So my name is Tony Gambone. We're here at Tough Talk Christian Radio. We're here every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. I hope that people will continue to follow us. It's been a great run of shows for the last 7-plus years. Super excited that I am able to do this. So what I want to do is a little housekeeping, then we'll get the commercial break out of the way, and we'll bring up our first guest. I have two great guests today, Liz Beamer, who I have been speaking to off and on, off the air. Love what she does. And a gentleman by the name of Terry Whalen, who, he's been a writer for a long time, and, he's done a lot of stuff with Billy Graham. So we got a great show lined up here, and maybe I'm a little selfish in this point, but I love our show every week. I just love the fact that God puts things on our plate that allows us to hear and experience what others are doing around the country, around the world. So let's get the housekeeping out of the way. You can find us on Facebook, Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can just go to Tony Gambone. We'd love to connect with you. We're on Snapchat. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on everything that's anything that you can get on. So much like I said about volunteering to all those different places every week, you can't be on every social media site all the time. So I pick one that I mostly am on, and that's Facebook. So if you want to connect directly with me, hit me up on Facebook under Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network. Okay, so as I mentioned, two great guests, Liz Beamer and Terry Whalen. You can be a guest on the show by going to Tough Talk Christian Radio Show and registering. If you have something to bring to the airwaves about what you're doing in your community and how you're serving the Lord. Also, if you would like to just be a follower of the show or host your own radio show, hit us up at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can call into the show today, 347-989-1363. Speak live with the guest. Join in the conversation. Once again, my name is Tony Gambone, and we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up our first guest, Liz Beamer.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to...
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. We are here on Tough Talk Christian Radio, and today we're searching for God's help. That's the title of the show, Searching for God's Help. If you missed the beginning of the show, we were talking about the welcoming of the new year and a little bit about what it was, your promise was in the new year and how you were going to conquer that. I hope you'll email us as you have been and let us know what your new selection for the new year was and what your struggles are and what we might pray for you for. So you can always do that by sending it to info@toughtalkradionetwork.com and address it to me, Tony Gambone. Okay, so my first guest, as I mentioned, Liz Beamer, is the author of Set the Captive Free, Be Who God Wants You to Be. She's an intercessor, and she prays with others on a daily basis. And when I say with others, I'm talking lots of people. This young lady is a prayer warrior. When you hear her on the show today, you're going to want to follow her. So make sure to grab a piece of paper and a pencil so you can put down some information. Fill up your cup of coffee or get another bottle of water, because it's going to be a great opportunity for you to learn about Liz Beamer. Liz, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tony. How are you this day?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. And I appreciate you taking time out today to be with us on the show. Before we get started, Liz, let's let everyone know where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Right now, I am back in Indiana, and I'm originally from Indiana. I'm homegrown Indiana, me and the corn and the basketball. But anyway, no, I like that word obedience. Oh, my goodness. How many people went, oh, cringed at that. But, you know, the thing is, it's like, Lord, you know what? One of the things I ask God a lot, one of my favorite verses is in Psalms, and create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. And one of the questions I ask the Lord often, are you pleased with me? Are you pleased with me? And so I like that word obedience. It's like, Lord, are you pleased with me? Am I doing what's right and pleasing in your sight? You know, and things like that. So that's a good word.
Well, it's a tough word. And, you know, when I picked it out last year, I thought, man, I got it now, you know. And I have chose the same word again because I didn't get it. And I don't know if I'll ever get it, but it's a good direction to go in, I believe. So anyway, Liz, tell me, you're a prayer warrior like no one I've met. And is this something that's always been upon you? Is this something you found at a young age? Have you always been following the Lord? Tell us how you got into this journey.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, you know, I can remember to back when I was about 3, and I just talked to God. I mean, to me, that was normal. I mean, it was just normal, and I was just talked to God all the time. I kind of grew up in church, and I wasn't the perfect Christian. I wasn't the perfect kid. I wasn't anything. But the thing is, I was just, I always had a heart for God. And, you know, and I remember when I was about 24, now I grew up in church, all right. And one day I just knew, I was on the phone and something was different. So I flipped on the TV and I saw Ken Copeland, and he did the Sinner's Prayer, and I said, I better do that. Now, remember, I grew up in church. Okay, never heard the Sinner's Prayer. And then I was about 24, 25, and I always read my Bible, you know, flipped through it, always read my Bible, you know, kind of talked with God. And then I saw that verse where it said about the nagging woman and the unjust judge. And I said, Lord, I can do that. I can do that. I can nag. And I was like, Lord, I can nag you all day long. And, you know, and people, they go, they don't understand, because the Lord has given me a sense of humor. One of my gifts and talents is making people laugh and saying, you know, and because God is so real to me, like a real person. Now, yes, I have great honor and respect because he's my father, but he's also our just judge. And I have a healthy, godly fear of him. But a lot of times it's just, for some reason, I just talk to him. And I gravitate toward King David. He just kind of talked with God and just told him how he felt and, you know, and things like that. But then I go and I switch into intercession, where the Lord, the Holy Spirit's flowing through me, and I read scripture or, you know, whatever. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, I think this is just how God made me, you know. It was just how he made me. I mean, it's like, that people pray, but then there's intercessors. And I just so appreciate all those intercessors out there. Oh, my God. And their hearts and the joy we have. But, you know, it's like I wish I had a cool story, like I was up on a mountaintop and God spoke to me like Moses. No, it was just kind of like, that's just how God made me, just mm-hmm. chatting with him and talking to him. And then the Holy Spirit comes on me into a deep intercession type thing.
Now, do you think that everyone has that ability in them? They just don't know how to unleash it? Or do you think that God has just given certain people certain gifts to be able to do certain things. I mean, is this something I can learn to be, or is this something that God's got to put on me to be?
I think there's a lot of times where people already have that in them. Now, it's like there are some who are called, okay, for example, in the natural, some people are called to be auto mechanics, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just appreciate them. Everybody can put gas in the car. Everybody can put oil in the car, right? But when there's something wrong with the car, you need a professional. So, and not to say, you know, but there's some people that we all have different gifts and talents. So the thing is, everybody can pray, but then there's people who specialize in that, you know, or there's people like pastors. They have a call to do that, to the ability. Now, we're all called to preach. We're all called to make disciples. But then there's people who undergird us and just know how to, are more perfect. You know, they have a call for that, even though we're all to do this. And so one of the God-given gifts and talents that I really appreciate that God has given me to see other people's gifts and talents and saying, hey, you can do this better than I. Come to my team and let's come together and pray. And I have people calling me all over the world leaders that I, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, Lord, why are these people calling me, you know, to be their intercessor as they go and as they intercede for their countries. And I am undergirding them. And because right now it's taking a group of people with different gifts and talents coming together, different insights and raising up together. And so, yeah, everybody can learn to intercede, but a lot of times it's just the Holy Spirit just flowing through us and just obedience, just saying, flow through me, Lord, and go from there. And so I don't know if that answers your question. I'm just telling you experience. So.
Yeah, no, it does. And I think that a lot of us do recognize that there's a lot of things that we can do, but so many things that we're really good at and we should focus on.
Like you said, a
car mechanic, we could get a YouTube video and a bunch of tools and try to work on our car, but it's not going to be the same as having someone that's been trained and that's their craft. And
I
think that praying, I think it's something that you have to train yourself to do, because it's hard to stay focused, you know, especially in the world that we live in. We live in a really fast place. So to stay focused in prayer and not be distracted by Satan, who's just chomping at the bit, is takes training, I think, and takes obedience. It takes discipline. And I really, really respect people that can do that. I look in awe and go, boy, I wish I could pray like that. But then I have to come to reality, and God wants me to pray the way I pray.
Oh, absolutely, because a lot of it is, you know, it's alignment. You know, it's alignment, mm-hmm. because there are things I am not good at. There are things I'm not good at. And I was talking to one of my team members, and I was saying, I am like Moses. Moses said, Lord, I don't talk well. And a lot of times I'm a processor, and I can't get so much to the bottom line. So he aligns me with people to help me verbalize things correctly, because it takes me a while to get to the bottom line. I'm a processor. I have asked God to change that in me. And a lot of things, too, I'm Holy Spirit trained. You know, where it's like, you know, the Holy Spirit will just put something in my head. I will start researching, blah, 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 and go through the whole process to say, there it is. Or I'll ask the Holy Spirit. I'm very dependent on the Holy Spirit and things like that. So, and the thing is, and it's just, there's other people that I admire so greatly. And I say, Lord, I wish I can do that. But the thing is, I'm glad I know them. I'm glad I can align with them. To say they do this well, you know, and never discount your prayers. Anybody who prays, because, you know, because there's times where people go into a real deep intercession and it's not always pleasant and fun. And, but the thing is, when you get to the result, it's like, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I just get real excited about the results. It just, the results, God answers prayer. and when it got to, and nobody would actually know it, and you'll just see it and like, Lord, I was a part of that, and you're just praising God that you had the privilege of being a part of that move of God on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, I sometimes think that because once we get down the path and we turn back and look, we can see the results. We can't see it when we're standing in it. I think that God does that so we continue and don't give up. But there is a piece of it that is patience. You have to wait to see it, and you got to keep your eye out to see it, and you got to keep praying that you can see it. So it's a commitment of a lot of different things. So I know time goes faster, so I want to move along and I want to talk about your book. Okay, first of all, I want to let everybody know they can go to LizBeamerMinistries.com to find your website. But Set the Captive Free, Be Who God Wants You to Be. Tell us how that came about and what people will receive once they go out and purchase the book.
You know, I'm not a natural writer. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he says, you're going to write a book. And I said, cool, Lord, I'd like to see that. And I just all of a sudden, the anointing came on me. I got the book done in a weekend, and the Lord just kind of put it together. And I had more trouble. It was more of a trouble going through the editor and everything. But I was like, and I just tell people that story. If you would relax and let the Holy Spirit flow through you and just be mindful of God, it just comes together. Basically what the book does, I've had people, it's just Liz Beamer Ministries were very private and confidential, so a lot of the names are changed and things like that. But basically it's most people have these same issues, and it was like how the Holy Spirit had me pray for them, wisdom, insight, practical wisdom and insight. And everybody who has purchased this book and the feedback I've gotten from it, they have said, you know what, that really ministered to me, or this set me free, or helped me get to the next place of, you know, in their walk with the Lord, but some issues they were having, because it just covers like everything that, you know, and it was like just basic issues and that people are having, to just release that in their spirit, in their soul, and in their being, to come into that place of, you know what, part of it is, Lord, I've never seen that perspective before or saw this perspective, and releasing it to the Lord so the Lord can actually work on their behalf to give them new thoughts, to give them new actions, to release people in their spirit and in their soul and in their being, you know, and also to say we have a worshipful fear of the Lord, but the thing is some people just still see God with that baseball bat. And if they would see them as a loving father and they say, Lord, we have this problem. We need your help. We need your wisdom. We need your insight. And so a lot of this is just trying to get people into that relationship with God. Now, remember, he's also our father. And, yes, yeah, sometimes we get disciplined and we get corrected. I love it when the Holy Spirit corrects me. I get real excited about that is a loving father, but it's not hard and harsh, you know, type thing. So a lot of it will just free people up. It talks about drug addiction and how the Holy Spirit had me pray for drug addiction, for alcoholism, bisexuals, a young man was in prison, but also about other things like family problems. And a lot of it is just to get you freed up so you can go to your Heavenly Father and to get them freed up. So my job basically in the body of Christ is to undergird people to get them freed up so they can go to the Father and see him as a loving Father and who wants to help them, who wants to download them wisdom, discernment, to strength, energy, and just to make help them to see as a heavenly perspective, because God is a very practical God. I mean, you know, it is on earth as it is in heaven. So, and that's what it will help them to, I'm hopeful, because people have said, I feel so loved after reading your book. I feel like God loves me and that I can go to him. I can go to the throne of grace and just talk to him as a loving father. And in his, and then they read their script, their word again, their Bible again. And then they see it almost as God is speaking to them, saying, this is my love letter to you. Yes, there's correction. Yes. But the thing is, it's not like that. that, you know, baseball bat, God's going to hit you. It's more like, oh, I get it now. It's, you know, godly correction.
Well, people can buy your book by going on your website. Is LizBeamerMinistries.com. Can they find it on Amazon as well?
Yeah, I'd rather they order it from LizBeamerMinistries.
Yeah,
for the simple reason, it's just easier for me to do that. It is on Amazon, but it's just better to go through Liz Beamer Ministries. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I'm reading your page here. When I come to your homepage, it tells a little bit about you. One of the things that I take my hat off to people who have children or anyone with special needs. I think that is maybe because I only can see from a distance, that's just a huge responsibility. And what I'm seeing on here that I want to tell people about, I hope it's okay with you, is about Beverly Farms Foundation. It's an organization, a community for special needs adults, and people can make donations to it. They can check. Can you tell us a little bit about that so people that don't know about it might be able to visit it and even participate at it?
Oh, you know, Beverly Farms Foundation, that is an amazing place. When I found out my son was special needs when he was right after he was born, I used to pray for his healing and things like that. But I always said, Lord, I want, as an adult, I want him to have a good place. And the thing is, Beverly Farm Foundation, it is a wonderful place where your adult children who are special needs want to go. And I had somebody criticize, well, why doesn't he live with you? Well, he was a young man, and who wants to live with their mom? He wanted his own. So that this place gives them the freedom. And I'll tell you, these kids, these young people have a social life that we can only dream of. You know, and my special needs son actually goes to college. I mean, real college, and that just amazes me. But they have equestrian there. They have dances, and they take them to church. If some of the young adults want to go to church, they can do that. But it is a good place for special needs children who are young adults who want to go, so they can live a more independent life, feel like they're more part of society. And they have all these programs that just enhances their life in a safe community where they're unfortunately, when he was in school, he got ridiculed a lot and things like that. But this is a community where they're not ridiculed, where they're loved and appreciated, they're respected, they have and they are treated like young adults. And they have a lot of programs that enhances their abilities and things like that. And they have a bakery there, and people from the community, businesses from the community, buy their baked goods. They have it's the special needs adults that bake there. They have a resale shop, and the young adults work in the resale shop, you know, and they have all these opportunities. Plus, you know, they can go out to the community, and they provide, if they want to have a regular job, they help them find regular jobs and things like that. But it is a community where they are loved and accepted, and they feel like they're valued and they're respected, and they come together. So it's an amazing place. And most of it is a donation. It started, I do believe, in 1904, and everyone gets their own bedroom. Some have roommates, but it's a community where they all come together and just feel independent, but in a good and a safe environment.
Mm. Okay, so Liz, I want people to know that they can go to beverlyfarms.org and find out more about it. I just think it's awesome that there's people doing things like this where everyone can feel as though they're part of a community and they don't have to feel like they stand out differently than anyone else. So I think it's awesome. Also, I know that you do a prayer. You do some prayer with people. And I want to get to that in a second, but I want to make sure that LizBeamerMinistries.com, people know it, because there's a donation button there as well. What you do takes revenue. And, of course, we mentioned that you pray with groups of people and you pray individually. And I know that there's a small charge for people praying individually versus the group. Tell us about that. We're up against the clock, so let's make sure to get that information out so people can join you.
Okay, awesome. On Facebook, I started a new group called COH Basics, and the Lord just really is bringing up just an amazing group of people. And the thing is, we do sessions with people in groups, and that's fine. But then when we do private sessions, that, because this takes a lot of time and money and, you know, and things like that, but it seems like, and so the private sessions we do charge for, you know, and we ask for donations for that, but it's like so many people are getting helped through this group, because it's everybody, there's a group of intercessors that get together to pray for this group, and these are people who are serious about, Lord, we have a problem, and in teaching them. And one thing I am so thankful is one thing that's coming back is repentance, of saying, Lord, create in me a clean heart, and go through that. But that's COH Basics on Facebook, and it is a private group. And so I have a specialized group of intercessors for that specifically pray over this group and the people. And I mean, these are dedicated men and women of God. We spend hours upon hours every day praying, but for individual sessions, you know, we do ask for a donation, and we do have a charge for that, because we spend so much time with that. But, and thank you for that. And, but a lot of it is going through repentance and helping people come into their fullness. So they can go out into their communities and help and enable their communities and be a blessing to their communities also. Because a lot of it is people's hearts and minds need to be changed. And one of the things what intercessors can do is we are a part of the big picture of just releasing people and freeing them up to be able and giving them the ability to go out to their communities to help other people get freed up and come into the joy and the blessing of God, you know, so that it's just, and just turn things around back to the Lord.
Well, we're up against the clock, and time goes so quickly here. We're going to have you back on the show, Liz, but I'm so thankful for you blessing us with the time this morning to let people know what you're doing. And as I mentioned, you and I have spoken off the air, and well, when I hear prayer warrior, your name comes to mind. You're just very focused on it, and I admire that, but I'm just so thankful that you'll come on the show with us like this and share with others. I hope everyone will go to your website, LizBeamerMinistries.com, purchase a book, make a donation, and make sure to check out the BeverlyFarm.org website as well. Liz, thank you for your time today. And I have one more question real quickly, because I'm past the time here. One thing in 2017 that you would like to leave people with, something that they can look to, focus on, change, try to do differently, or whatever it is, what is that one thing for you this year?
The one thing I would really like people to do is just say, you know what, we're living in an amazing time. And the thing is, it's just kind of like, you know what, Lord, just we see your blessing, but Lord, you know what? Let's tap into what God is doing on earth as it is in heaven. You know, just saying, Lord, open up our hearts and minds. help us to see what you're doing and tap into that and just, you know, the joy of the Lord. I will tell you, in Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot of opportunities that are opening up, you know, and it's the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you do that and just look for his wisdom and discernment, Isaiah 11:2, you know, the seven spirits of God, the spirit of wisdom and discernment, and just like, Lord, speak to our hearts and minds. What are you doing? And open our eyes to see what you're doing. God is doing amazing things all over the world. I get calls all over the world. But it's just the joy of the Lord is our strength, and open up our hearts and minds to see what you do. A lot of it's just open our eyes, Lord, and see what you are doing. And let's just tap into that and go with that. Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me, I'm preaching myself happy.
God bless you too, Liz. And thank you for your time today. We know that you're going to have a blessed 2017, and like I said, we're going to have to get you back on the show. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Tony. And I've been praying. I have been praying, interceding. God bless you.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a gentleman by the name of Terry Whelan. And he's got an interesting story. He is the editor at Morgan James Publishing, but this is much more than that. We're going to be talking a lot about Billy Graham and Terry Whelan. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambonin, and we are here every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30 Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. First guest, Liz Beamer. If you missed it, well, you can go back and listen to the recording by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com, or you can just go to LizBeamerMinistries.com and learn more about what Liz is doing out there. Now, my second guest, a gentleman by the name of Terry Whelan, has always been fascinated with stories about people and their lives. As a youth, he read many biographies, and later he wrote stories as a journalist. He has profiled more than 150 best-selling authors in more than 50 magazines, including Christianity Today and Writer's Digest. I can keep going and going. He's authored more than 60 books, but I want to bring Terry up and get the scoop just from him personally. So, Terry, welcome to the show.
Tony, great to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to do this. And, you know, when I first got your information, I seen Billy Graham. I'm saying, okay, wait a minute. Is this Billy Graham? And as I read more about this, very fascinated, man, about your work. And I just want to dig in and start on all of that information. But let's tell people where you're calling in from and where you're from originally first.
Tony, I'm calling in from the Denver, Colorado area where I live out here. And I was born in West Virginia, and I spent the first 12 years in Kentucky, but I went to high school and college in Indiana. So back in the Midwest. And I really appreciate this opportunity.
Okay, so you have authored, I think I've said, 60 books?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to just take a shot at this and say you've been a writer all your life.
I was trained as a journalist, and then out of college, I joined Wycliffe Bible Translators, and so I actually spent 10 years in linguistics. Worked among the Southwest Kachikel people in Guatemala, Central America during my time with them. But I returned to my writing after 10 years in linguistics and started writing for magazines and started writing books and that sort of thing.
Okay, so fascination with Billy Graham since a child, it says here. Tell me about that. What was so fascinating as a child that Billy Graham captured your attention?
Well, you know, I grew up watching the Crusades on television and that sort of thing. But, you know, people's stories have always fascinated me, Tony, and that's one of the reasons I got into journalism, writing stories in the first place. But after I left Wycliffe, I moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I started working for Billy Graham. Actually, I was associate editor at Decision Magazine, and back then we were doing 1.8 million copies of the magazine every month. It was this little nondescript place in Minneapolis, but they pulled six or seven semis full of mail out of that place every day. It was just incredible to have that opportunity to work for Mr. Graham and to be right there involved with the ministry.
Mm. Yeah, so, Terry, you've done all this writing, and now, am I correct? And you wrote a book about Billy Graham, the biography of America's greatest evangelist. I'm correct with this information, right?
Yes. After I left the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, actually Bethany House Publishers asked me to write a little book for their Men of Faith series on Billy Graham, and I did that a number of years ago. And the book is long out of print. They've taken that series out of print, and now I work for a New York publishing house, Morgan James Publishing. I'm an acquisitions editor for them, but you know, Mr. Graham is 98 years old and not in really great health here. And a couple years ago, I selfishly thought to myself, you know, this is really going to be a bad deal for Terry Whalen when Mr. Graham passes, because here I don't even have a book about the man in the bookstore. And then I thought, well, I guess we can maybe fix this because I work for a New York publishing house. So Morgan James actually published this book, Billy Graham, A Biography of America's Greatest Evangelist. And so what I did, I took my old book, completely revised it. You know, years ago, I didn't even build a website. I didn't have any endorsements, didn't have a foreword. So I've got a foreword now by Luis Palau. I've got endorsements from Johnny Erickson Tada, Jerry B. Jenkins, who wrote the Left Behind series and was also a biographer for Mr. Graham, Philip Yancey, Skip Heisek, who's a pastor of a big church in Albuquerque, and also on the board of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And so, as well as, you know, Kevin Ford, who's a nephew of Billy Graham. So I was able to take my old book back then, Tony, and completely rework it, bring it up to date with all the things that are happening, and get it back out there into the bookstore, which is pretty exciting.
So you also, I'm going to make sure I'm getting this right, you also help people write books? Or you've written a book about that?
I have. I've co-authored more than a dozen books with different people. But these days my primary occupation is I'm an acquisitions editor at Morgan James Publishing. So we get over 5,000 submissions a year, and only do around 150 books. Now, of those 150 books, I'd say about 25 or 30 of them are Christian books. So the Christian books we sell into the Christian bookstores as well as the general market stores. But, yeah, that's what I basically spend my days doing is helping other people get their books published out there. That's what I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm. Okay. Now, you wrote this book about, you know, the life of Billy, his biography, Billy Graham. Now, what about, have you written a book about your life?
No, you know, I haven't really written about a book about my life. I do have a blog on The Writing Life that has almost 1,400 entries in it that I did about the different things that I'm doing and stuff. But no, I haven't written my own story up. I'm instead focused on helping other people get their books out there.
Yeah, I'm just a big fan of people like yourself that do so much for others. If they were able to write out their story, how it might impact other people out there, I think we're all here to tell our story. I think that's what God gave us, who we are, and you know, part of being that disciple is going out and sharing that messages. And when you start writing your story, you are able to see blessings in your life over and over where we don't ever see them most of the time, where we forget about them. So I was just curious to see. I always ask authors if they're going to write a story about themselves, because what happens someday when you're not here anymore? What's the legacy left behind?
No, that's a great point, Tony, and I appreciate that very much. I have written my personal testimony about how I came to faith, which happened halfway through my sophomore year in college, and that has been a magazine article, but I also have it on my website there. People can see that if they go to there's a short link I have called Terry Links, plural, terrylinks.com, and then /2 words. And I tell about the two words that changed my life, and those two words were Jesus Christ. It happened halfway through my sophomore year in college. So I do have some of my stories out there, I guess is what I'd say, but I haven't compiled it all into a book. Maybe that's something I can put on my to-do list for 2017 here. We'll see.
Yeah, with all the books that you go through every year, I'm sure you have plenty of time. Goodness. Okay, so, Terry, one of the things that I like to find out from people out there, okay, is in your day-to-day activity, you stay pretty busy. And it's obvious you love the Lord, and, you know, you've taken a lot of time to write about Billy Graham. What are some of the things that you recognize? Because you're getting books by the dozens, and some of them are Christian-based books. And what are some of the things that you're seeing out there that you might think are going to make a change in the year 2017 in the world that we live in, if that's even possible?
Well, yeah, I think there's all kinds of great stories that are forthcoming, I would say, in the books that we're working on at Morgan James, for example, to help people and change their lives. For example, one of my authors used to work at Microsoft, and he was actually awarded the first award that Bill Gates gave for sales back when he worked at Microsoft. His name is David Jaworski, and he's got a new book coming out later this year called Microsoft Secrets. It's Dave is a Christian. We worked together when I worked at Christianity.com many years ago, and the book really is focused on different principles about success and business that he learned from Microsoft. So that's just one example of many different books that we're doing this year at Morgan James and getting them out there.
Now, I've authored a few books. I've done compilation books where I try to get people to tell their story in a chapter. And I've gone through some different experiences with publishing companies, some good, some bad, some not worth talking about. But Morgan James Publishing, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, Terry, but what are some of the things that you know that makes it easier for an author going through your process versus another name out there?
Yeah, you're right, Tony. There's lots of different publishing outfits out there. Morgan James has a really unique kind of model. We've been around about 13 years. We've produced over 2,700 titles. Our books have been on the New York Times list over 20 different times. I like to tell authors that, Tony, because the fact that we've achieved that, to me, validates our broad distribution for books. The only way I know to get on the New York Times list these days, you have to sell around 11,000 copies of a book in a 7-day period through that secret list of brick and mortar and online bookstores that report to the New York Times. So you really have to be moving some substantial number of books in order to be able to do that. Some of the unique things about Morgan James is we allow the author to keep all their intellectual property. Most publishers, when you really dig into their contracts, take world rights on books. And so that's a very different way that we operate. We also do distribute very broadly. Our books are probably in 98% of the bookstores in North America, including the brick-and-mortar stores. So that's a very different way that we operate out there. Our books are distributed through Ingram Publishing Services. We were one of the beta publishers with Ingram Publishing Services. I know they work with hundreds of publishers, but for the last 6 years, Morgan James has been among the top 20 of the different publishers that they work with. So our books are broadly distributed. We have 100 sales reps that sell those books into the bookstores. So our books are in all the independent bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, Chapters Indigo in Canada. Some of these reps are in the United Kingdom, so we sell in the different bookstores and bookshops over there. And we also sell into all the different Christian bookstore chains, so we sell into Family, Parable, Berean, all the different Christian, Lifeway, the different Christian bookstore chains. So our books are, you know, out there as broadly as we can get them out there. So it's a very different kind of publishing outfit and model. I spend a lot of my days explaining all those details to authors, and if somebody would like to contact me directly, you know, my work email is terry@morganjamespublishing.com. All three words there is a great way to reach me. You know, we're making some terrific books. My Billy Graham book, actually, to circle back around to that, was in the Philadelphia Airport bookstore, and that was all through the distribution and getting the book out there into the marketplace. So we're not just online. In other words, our books are everywhere, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I've done three books so far, and I've interviewed authors for 7-8 years now. I've heard so many different stories. I've experienced some of them stories. And one of the things that you said in the beginning, and I think that no one reads the fine contract, the fine print, because they're excited about the book. That's all they want to do is just get the book out. And then you come to find out that you don't own the rights to the book or whatever it may be. So I just hope the people out there listening, if you're going to write a book, contact Terry. Have a list of questions. Do your homework on this, because once that book is released, to get on the New York's bestsellers list is a work of art, because you really have to sell a lot of books. And, you know, getting on Amazon number one bestseller list is a lot different than the New York bestsellers list. So get with Terry if you're looking to write a book. Check it out and ask questions and, you know, do your due diligence, because it's so easy to do a book right now, but there's so many things that are missed when you do that book. So I hope that people will take time out to contact you for that. The book on Billy Graham, what's the next thing after that? Are you going to do another one? Is there something coming?
You know, I'm working on an audiobook about from the text of the book, so that will be forthcoming later this year about Billy Graham. But the book, Tony, really is it's 170 pages, so it's an easy reading book that kids can read as well as adults, get the whole life of Billy Graham and just this amazing ministry that Mr. Graham has had out there. So I guess that's the next thing that's coming, is the audiobook about Billy Graham.
Yeah. Now, do you find, Terry, that, I mean, with the internet now, you know, everything seems to, I just seen on the news that Macy's and Sears are closing and Kmart's closing because everyone's shopping online. With the books, I know my wife loves the feel of the paper in a book. Okay, she's a very avid reader. Myself, I don't read nearly as much as I should, but when I do read, I like to have a book because to me, maybe it's my age, it means I'm reading. But a lot of things are done on devices now. Where do you see that going? Do you think that paper will ever go away?
I don't think paper books are ever going to go away, Tony. I do know the print sales are actually up, and when the studies have shown that young people actually prefer print books to the digital online ones. I think that the digital online books are going to continue to be there. I think that's a great service that we have, iPads and smartphones and all different kinds of ways we can read. But, no, the physical books, I think, are going to continue to exist. One of the great things that Morgan James does with books is we also not just make the book in paperback, we make it in hardcover as well. So libraries and places like that can get the book. As a matter of fact, the only hardcover of my Billy Graham book that I've seen is in my local library here because I gave them a copy of the book, and they looked and figured out that our books were distributed by Ingram, the biggest book distributor in the world, and that they could get a hardcover of the book, which libraries really prefer. And so they ordered the hardcover of the book. So I think, you know, we're making books in all the different formats that we can get them out there because different people consume books different ways. I personally listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I love that feature that we can do that. But I also read a number of books as well. So I think my feeling is that books are here to stay. The key, I think, is getting it out there as broadly as possible. There's all these people that want to self-publish, Tony, and I think, you're right. It is really easy for people to get a book out there. What people don't realize is that the average self-published book sells, less than 200 copies in the lifetime of the book. And so if you want to get it out there in the broadest possible way, which I personally do, I don't want to take my time and write something that sells 200 copies. So I want to get it out there in the broadest possible way. So you're right, absolutely right. You got to do your due diligence, figure out where the best place is out there to get your book out there, and then go with it to get it out there into the marketplace.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that make sure one of the questions that I've learned to ask, and Ingram is awesome. I mean, they are everything you said, plus I've never had a problem with them. Every time I deal with them, it's just a pleasant experience. Make sure that when you sign up with whoever you're going to sign up with, that you're going to be speaking to someone locally in the U.S. that's not reading a script. That's my only, that's my 2 cents worth. Other than that, because I have, well, anyway, that's a totally different show. Terry, I want to say, because we're up against the clock here, thank you so much for taking time out to share your information with us, number one. Number two, for writing a book on Billy Graham. I'm partway through it, and I keep picking it back up, so I'm excited about that. And also, I want people to know that they can go to Terry Whalen, whalin.com, and find out all the information about you. I hope to have you back on the show again, and I just want to say have a blessed 2017.
Well, thank you, Tony, for this opportunity. I appreciate it so much. And if people want to get the book, the best place to do that would be at billygrahambio.com. That's a website that I built for the book. And so they can see the different people that have endorsed the book, see a little book trailer about Billy Graham, but they can also get the book either autographed personally from me, or they can get it on Amazon or from their local independent bookstore. A lot of different ways that they can get the book there from billygrahambio.com.
Well, we sure appreciate your time today, Terry. Like I said, we're up against the clock, so I do apologize for the quick exit, but I hope that you have a blessed day and a great 2017, and please use us to help share what you're doing.
Thank you, Tony. It's an honor to be with you and have this opportunity to talk about somebody really important in my life, Billy Graham. Appreciate it.
All right. Folks, we're up against the clock. No time for a recap. Just know to go to LizBeamerMinistries.com and check out what Liz is doing. And also you can find BillyGrahamBio.com or TerryWhalen.com. That's our show for today. Hope everyone comes back and visits with us next week. Have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.